Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. We're so happy you're here. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
And we're delighted to get going today. Rod is a trance channel, meaning his consciousness is fully gone, and you get nothing from him. You only get from the being, and we never know who it is. It's always a fun surprise because you all, listeners and callers, are the ones who your energy is the one who, that makes the decision as to who's going to come through, so that the energy of your energy and the being's energy match the best possible. So it'll be whoever's most appropriate for you all. So far, it's over 100 over his career, and it's really fun to find out who it is. We will take questions in the order of call-in. And if you've asked a question on a previous show and gotten an answer, please do not ask that question again. We will start with questions and see who calls in with whatever they want to ask, which is going to be awesome today. So here we go.
Hello, dear ones.
Welcome.
Thank you. This is Lady Portia.
Lady Portia, how delightful to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you. For anyone who is on the show, listening, we're going to call in, who's not familiar with who you are or your background or your focus area, could you enlighten them, please?
Well, let's start with awesome. Okay?
Okay.
I am the twin flame of Saint Germain.
Oh, wonderful.
And I am all about standing in your own truth. And I invite each and every one of you to do that very thing. Please.
Great. What a beautiful way to start. Let me give phone numbers for our people. If you're on a listen-only line, and there are two of those, but they're on the website and in my email, then you need to hang up and call a different number in order to ask a question. The first number to call is toll-free, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. If for any reason that line is busy, there's a second number to call. That's 323-744-4831. Again, 323-744-4831. And we are graced today with the presence of Lady Portia. So do you have anything for our listeners before we start the questions?
Dear one, I stand by my opening statement. I want everyone to stand in their truth. If everyone does that, wow, it'll be great.
Oh, that's so true. It's so true. We're certainly seeing that around us and people around us. We've been sent a couple of questions to ask. And so let me start with those. Will all the taxes that the people in the United States have paid be returned, the federal and state? We've been told this, but can you comment?
I will say this. Abundance is coming for everyone on the planet. Not just in the U.S., but everyone on the planet.
Okay, great. So it doesn't matter what taxes have been paid.
No.
It's not like they'll be returned dollar for dollar or anything else. They'll simply be abundance, right?
Right.
Great. Okay. Can you estimate the percentage of people on Earth who are, say, more awake than not awake at this time?
47.239%.
That's pretty exact. Okay.
Well, you wanted an estimate.
Yes, I did. Okay, so almost just under 50% of people are what you would call more awake than unawake.
Correct.
Okay. Wonderful. That's major progress.
Actually, it is.
It is, isn't it?
Yes.
I remember not that long ago, the estimates that were given were like 8%, 10%, 12%. So this is huge.
It's gathering momentum.
Yes, I like that. I would imagine that the somewhat charades of the two conventions may be helping to wake people up.
Actually, it is. There are many who are seeing that they have been giving power to illusions that no longer serve them.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Is there a given percentage of humanity that needs to be more awake than not awake for what's called the event? Coburn and some others have identified the event, which is undefined generally to us, for that event to happen.
It's really how much light is humanity holding and showing. That is the item that you're looking for here in terms of how you measure whether humanity is ready for the event.
Okay, so it's not so much the percentage of people across the globe, but the amount of light that is being lived in, expressed, emitted. Whatever, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Being shown.
All right. Wonderful. And that is up, is it not, from even in the last few weeks?
It's up by the minute.
Oh, we like that.
We do, we do.
Okay. Okay. There are several astrologers who've said that August is to be a month of major, major change. Now, we've had major change for several months, in each month in its own way. Can you comment about things for August in any way?
You have a term in your language for things that are prophetic, prolific, abundant, etc., and that term is August. Yes?
Okay, yes.
That's very appropriate this year. Very appropriate.
Very appropriate, okay.
Yes.
So you're saying abundance and...
By the bucketful.
A bucketful, okay.
Abundance by the bucketful, dear.
We like that.
Yes, you do.
And the other two words you used, would you repeat?
There is going to be a lot of creation. There's going to be prolific creation on your planet in this month.
Wow.
Prolific.
Would you include in that the further manifestation of the projects that the host and I have planned.
Well, let me see. How do I put this? Absolutely.
Okay. We've waited a long time to accomplish some things, and we really want to see them begin to flower.
And they will, my dear.
All right. So August will be huge.
It is.
Great, great. Is there anything new in the way of how Putin is handling the challenges for Russia and the world that he's basically charged with improving, shall we say?
I'm not understanding the question, dear one.
Okay, well, it's my understanding that Putin is being guided, and he's listening, and he's doing great things to move the world forward toward peace and less war, less and so forth, and yet not be a wimp, not get run over, so to speak. In other words, being a true leader.
He is indeed.
Yes, I would agree. Is there anything new that he's doing in the last week or two that would be another example of where he's standing in truth?
No. He has initiated many changes, as you're aware.
Yes.
That are positive for mankind. And he is continuing to do that. At the moment, some of those are being initiated behind closed doors, shall we say.
Okay.
And that's not a problem because they will be effective also.
Yes, and they're being done the way they need to be done for now, and which is not in public view, not the right time yet.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, beautiful. Beautiful. There have been earthquakes, so-called earthquakes, that reportedly have really been Navy test events. The latest one off the coast of Florida was what people were labeling a 3.7 earthquake, really a Navy test.
Yes.
Okay, and it registers like an earthquake on the Richter scales around, right?
Yes.
So people think it's an earthquake, but it's really not.
It's an explosion.
Okay. Done by the Navy. What is the Navy's purpose at this time in doing such things?
They're testing the effectiveness of the different types of explosives that they can use.
Okay. So it's more weapons of destruction as opposed to peaceful.
It's weaponry, dear, for sure.
Just weaponry. Okay. Okay. Not that some of those can't be done for positive results when construction needs to happen or clean out or building of some kind. Something to be torn down first.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you look at humans, and humans have to get rid of many things before they can allow abundance and love and light to come into their lives. Yes? They
yes.
have to get rid of beliefs that don't serve them, for example. And there's been a lot of that occurring, yes?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Right.
And there will be more in the coming week.
Well, this is good. Clean out is always.
It is good. It doesn't always feel good. So be aware of that. But it is good.
Excellent. Okay. Let me give numbers again for those who want to call in. If you are on a listen-only line and would like to ask a question, you need to hang up and call a different number. The primary number is toll-free, 888-627-6008. And the secondary number is 323-744-4831. And we are honored today with Lady Portia, who is the right word, partner?
Twin flame.
You are twin flames of Saint Germain. Okay, we're very honored to have you here. Saint Germain has been involved for a long time in helping to create this abundance that's going to come to humanity's benefit.
Yes. And he himself would never come into an incarnation where he wasn't fully abundant.
Well, how smart of him.
I think so.
Because most of us have played all the roles, slave and peasant and queens and kings and elitist and middle class and anything else you can name, right?
Yes.
But he's smart enough to come in with abundance always.
Always.
What a smart man. Well, we know that. Okay, we have a caller, Carol. Welcome, Carol.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes,
dear. Okay. Speaking of August and things really ramping up in August, I live in Kansas, and I heard a weather report that we're going to be in triple digits for at least a month. And I have a lot of issues. I'm wondering if I'm going to be able to make it through all through that triple digit heat for a month.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you have a cellar?
No.
Ah, too bad. But yes, you will be able to make it through the heat.
Yeah, we have an air conditioner, but it's a small one, and it doesn't, you know, sometimes the electric can go out. I don't know what would happen then. Would I make it still?
Absolutely.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. You don't think you would get off that easy, do you?
Well, maybe I'm hoping. Who knows?
come on now.
Not funny, huh?
No.
All right.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and anything on the black box yet, Mary?
Not yet, but soon. We've made some progress. So,
talking soon, week, maybe a week, 2 weeks?
Oh, it'll be a little longer than that because there'll be a training period once we receive it.
Oh, I see. Is that coming from Russia?
No, it comes from the mainland, but there's been manufacturing delays because of demand. And and then it's my understanding that the training is less rigorous and faster than the machine I have now. So that'll be great. But it will still take a little time.
But the technology, dear one, comes from Russia.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, that's, yeah,
yes.
I understand they're very advanced how do you say that word? But you're saying it's going to be at least a month.
I'm not sure just how long it will be, but we need to receive it. And then there's a training period. And as soon as I feel, you know, that I've got it, then I'll send out an email.
Okay, well, you're going to have to call me. I don't have email. So.
Right,
but it'll
right.
It'll work out great.
Yeah. Yeah, I will let you know.
Yeah, I thank all of you. I appreciate you greatly. You're just extremely interesting and fascinating.
Well, thank you, dear.
You ask all the right questions.
Good.
Thank
okay.
You so much.
Thank you, Carol.
Bye-bye.
Namaste.
Namaste. Okay. Can you comment on the events in France that apparently are being blacked out by our major media, riots and other problems with the influx of refugees and so forth, and what's going on in France?
Can I comment? Yes, I can. I can comment. People don't like being invaded, no matter what name they give it. And so there's resistance, as you would expect.
Yes, that makes sense.
That's what's going on, dear.
Okay. Okay, yeah, nobody likes to be invaded, no matter what or who it is.
That's correct.
Okay.
Nor should they,
well,
in
that's
my opinion.
True. That's true, because it creates imbalance and violence usually, and that doesn't benefit anybody.
Bingo.
Right. Neither the perpetrators nor the recipients. So, death. Okay. Is Fukushima still pretty much under control thanks to the Galactics and some on the ground?
Indeed it is.
Good.
Indeed it is. You are being taken care of, even if you don't know it.
Well, I certainly have not seen any bad effects here in Hawaii, although there's been so-called news reports that, oh, terrible things and so forth and so on, but I've never felt that those were really true.
And they weren't.
Right. Right. Okay. We've had some reports about a number of elitists, bankers, Illuminati, cabal people, now no longer in a position to create any nasty events or circumstances. Is this true?
It is true, and there will be more as time goes on.
Yes.
They're being cleaned up, shall we say, or cleaned out,
and
however you wish to look at that.
Well, yes, either way is valid. Okay.
Yes.
Is it true that some of them have turned to the light and others have chosen to stick with their original agenda?
Absolutely, yes. And everybody is being given choice, as you might imagine.
Yes. Yes, it, no soul.
Because nobody in any part of existence is wanting there to be an imbalance. That doesn't serve anybody.
No, it doesn't. Okay, we have Cindy. Cindy, welcome.
Hello, dear one.
Hi. Thank you for being here, Lady Portia.
Thank you, dear.
Okay, Mary cut me off when I've asked too many questions.
Oh, no, okay. You're fine. You're good.
Okay, we're aware that Putin was gone for about a week having meetings with our wonderful galactic family. Is he aware of the major government changes that are going to be happening in the near future in the United States?
He certainly is. He's aware of them in his
okay.
own country as well.
Okay. Once we do not have the normal elections and we get our temporary government in place, I'm not sure if that covers the Senate and the Congress, will our current
It covers
major media.
All governance, dear.
Yes. Okay, so once this happens, does this mean, is it a possibility where the media, the news stations like CBS, ABC, NBC, CNN, et cetera, will they be able to start telling the truth of what's really happening? Will the control be gone on them?
That is going to be one of the last pieces cleaned up. So, yes and no. Yes, they will be cleaned up, but they're like on the tail end of the list.
So, can you give a ballpark estimate? Are we saying 6 months, 12 months?
On when that will occur?
A ballpark estimate, yes, please.
A ballpark estimate. March 19th, 2017.
Yes. Okay, so when you said everything's going to be cleaned up in the government, that includes the current Supreme Court justices?
It certainly does.
Okay. And then all these interesting attorneys that are in the United States, by my understanding, they will have to redo like a pledge to the new United States before they can stay as an attorney. Is that an accurate statement?
It's an accurate statement. It's close to the truth.
Okay, so would this be approximately around the same time frame of the media not being controlled anymore?
Ahead of.
Okay. I can't think of any other good questions at the moment. I might call back. So,
okay. I have a question for you, dear one.
Yeah.
Are you being good to yourself?
I'm working on it.
You can do better than that.
I know.
Okay,
I know.
Well, let's do it.
Okay. Oh, and I have a different question. Maybe it would help to clarify when you stated earlier that people should be their truth. Can you explain the word truth a little bit differently? So I could grasp what you mean, and if I'm sort of a little lost, there's most likely others a little lost when you say step into your truth, be your truth.
What I'm saying is stand in your truth.
Okay, so what does stand in your truth mean that you could define in other words?
Let's say, for example, that you believe that all children should be loved. You could stand in that truth by loving all the children that were around you.
Okay.
That would be standing in your truth.
Okay.
Yes? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Cindy has an unstable phone situation, so that's why the break. She'll be back. Cindy?
Okay.
Yes, I'll be back.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay.
Or can I ask it now? It's a quickie.
Go ahead, as long as you've got reception.
Oh, okay. I'm standing in the hall. talking. So I have two cats, Samson and Azalee. Are these the reincarnation of the dog cat? And if so, which?
We lost you, Cindy.
You broke up on us, dear one.
Well, then I guess I'm not supposed to answer the question. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Well, since, okay, I'll try it again. I have two cats, Samson and Azalee. They're brother and sister. Are they reincarnations of dogs I've had before?
Yes. Did you hear me?
Yes. Hear me.
You kind of break up.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. I had to move to a different part of the house. So which dogs were Samson and Azalee?
Which dogs?
Yes, because you said, yes, they were reincarnation of some of the dogs that shared their life with me.
They were the most loving dogs you had.
Oh, all of them have been loving.
Ah, but some were more loving than others.
Okay. Cleo? Was
yes.
one of them Cleo?
Yes.
Is that Azalee?
Correct.
And is Samson Indy?
Indeed.
I mean the name Indy, I-N-D-Y. That was one of the dog's name.
Yes, so was correct.
Indy. Okay.
Correct.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, that's all I have for now. Thank you very much.
Most welcome, dear one.
Thank you, Cindy.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let me take a quick break here and give phone numbers again. If you are in listen-only number, you need to hang up and call in on a different number that then puts you in to the queue for asking a question. And the toll-free number is 888-627-6008. An alternate number, 323-744-4831. And we are honored today with the presence of Lady Portia. And we're just delighted to have you here. I have a text on my phone that Bill, who is in an upcountry area on Maui, and the phone service is unstable. He can't get his question in. He says, there's a controversy around the correction of human DNA to create super beings. And is this, in your opinion, a good thing or a bad thing?
It depends on the consciousness of the individuals that are being made, quote unquote, super beings, doesn't it?
That would make sense to me.
Entirely.
So if the consciousness is high and the DNA can be improved in order to support that or even increase it, then this could make extremely aware, conscious, wonderful beings, right? Good teachers, good examples, right?
My suggestion would be, rather than worry about the DNA, to increase their consciousness. You can do so much more with increased consciousness then increase DNA, my suggestion.
Well, that sounds like learning to use magic, does it not?
It certainly does, doesn't it? And I love magic.
I love magic. Okay.
What a coincidence.
Yes. Okay, and Bill has another question. That is it going to be possible for him to find true love, someone who loves him unconditionally, in the relatively near future?
That depends. It depends upon how quickly he's willing to get out of his way.
Ah. Okay, could you give an example of any kind?
Could I give an example? Well, let's say that it would serve him to see the person as who they are as opposed to who he wishes they were. Because you can work with who they are and decide what you want to do with that. Whereas who you wish they were, you can't do a bloody thing with.
Well, that's certainly true.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. In other words, to increase your ability to perceive the truth about someone you meet.
Discern, I think, is the word you're looking for.
Yes, discern. Okay.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Wonderful.
And he can do this. He can make this change, but he needs to if he wants a solid relationship.
Okay. I know he will listen to this call when he has the opportunity to be in a location where his phone will work better. And so he will receive this answer. Is there anything else that you would like to add to that that would be of service to him?
I would simply remind him that you cannot choose for another, no matter how much you would like to.
Well, that's certainly true. That's right. Too much wistful thinking does not lead us down a right path.
It is not useful. It's not functional. It doesn't work.
Right. Okay. Beautiful. Thank you. I will text him back to listen to the call when he can. I know he'll be very appreciative.
Yes, this is a good one.
Yes. Yes, he is. Okay, well,
May I interrupt here, my dear?
Please.
Okay. I'm looking at a book here that I would recommend to all of you. It's a new book. It's called The Charisma Code. You can get it on Amazon or other places. It comes in soft cover. The author is Robin Saul Lieberman. And I think you will enjoy it if you're wanting to be more of who you can be. There, I've said my piece on that.
Beautiful. The host has been reading this book as... he knows the author personally, and so he got a copy when it was released, and I haven't had a chance to look at it very much. Just what I've scanned is beautiful.
Yes, it is, dear.
Wonderful. Okay. Okay. Bill has another question that he has texted to me. Is the Pope, the current Pope, of the light and doing good things in the world?
everyone should send good wishes and light to the Pope, because he has an awful job in the world.
Well, yes, he's cleaning up, or doing his best to clean up centuries of millennia of not nice stuff, right?
Correct.
And some very entrenched thinking. People committed to their own views of things rather than something more enlightened. How difficult.
Quite. So send him light, send him love.
Is he destined to succeed at this task in the next, in a major way in the next year or two?
In the next couple of years, yes.
Okay. Okay. So this is going to be such a big job. It's going to be like a soft rollout as opposed to an all-at-once event.
You've already seen the beginnings.
Yes. Yes, okay. Okay. Very good. Okay, another quick break. If you have a question and would like to ask, you need to call the toll-free number, 888-627-6008 or 323-744-4831. I will give the number to call for scheduling a personal, individual, or couple, or group channeling by Rod. And again, on any kind of a setup like that, any kind of an appointment, it's always the being who can help the individual, the couple, or the group the most. The best energy match, if you will, as I can best understand it. And that number to call for scheduling is 877-716-3488. So we're back to Lady Portia today, which is awesome. We're so pleased to have you.
Thank you.
There's been, over the years, much talk about the ocean levels rising and the coastlines being not safe and people to move inland and that kind of thing. Can you address that as a clearest projection of what will happen as known at this time?
I will say this, dear one. You and all of humanity are being taken care of. You're being protected. You do not have to worry. In fact, I don't recommend that you do worry. But if you will get that you are being protected, then worrying about where you might possibly live is counterproductive, shall we say?
Totally.
Okay. Don't recommend it.
Okay. Okay. Because a lot of this is under our control by our consciousness, is it not?
It is indeed.
Okay. And is that the major reason why in a major storm, a violent storm, or some other kind of natural or man-made disaster, that one property will be left untouched and the property next door to it will be devastated? That the patterns flow according to consciousness to at least some degree?
Bingo. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, because that's a phenomenon that's seen over and over and over again.
Yes.
With cataclysmic events. Or whatever you want to call them. Okay. What about the concept of bail-ins for the banks? Is that pretty much dead, even though there's a lot of talk about it and supposedly a law has been passed that banks can take depositors' money more or less at will?
Those forces that are not for humanity are in their last throes, shall we say, as they are exiting from control of humanity.
Yes.
And this is one of those things that they bring up to put humanity in fear, because every time you're in fear, you're extremely controllable. Take a look at Hitler.
Yes.
He did that extremely well, did he not?
He certainly did.
Yes, he did. And so beware anytime somebody wants to throw you into fear.
That would be good advice for everyone.
Indeed. Indeed it would.
Okay. So to take control of our own thoughts and beliefs and turn to the positive and not buy into the fear, no matter how it's presented, even if it sounds reasonable.
Especially if it sounds reasonable.
Okay. Yes. All right. Since we are coming into a time of abundance, and with St. Germain's World Trust as one of the factors, and people, many people wanting to manifest abundance in their lives, can you address, number one, techniques for manifestation, and number two, how important it is to not just sit around on the couch and wait for the abundance to fall on their heads, but to take a more proactive stance? Can you address?
You mean like allowing it to occur?
Yes, okay.
That's the stance I recommend.
Okay.
And I know Saint Germain recommends it as well, and many others. Allowing is the place you need to be when it comes to abundance.
All right.
Why? Because it presents an opening to the universe to give you what you want. It makes an opening.
Okay.
Allowing does that.
So allowing is maybe a more accurate word than trying to force something by forcing manifestation techniques or coming from a place of having an attitude of trying to create something in desperation as opposed to simply opening?
Yes, because when you're in desperation, it's telling the universe, hey, I'm not really sure this is going to work, but let me just give it my all and da-da-da. Come on. It's a way to shoot yourself in the foot as you go forward. And I don't recommend it.
No, I certainly would agree.
Thank you.
And so allowing then also, another factor would be trust, faith, intent.
Yes.
Conviction that good and right always come out ahead. Anything else?
How about the conviction that you are worth it?
Aha.
That one I think you will find will go a long way in getting the universe to bring you what you're asking for.
Yes, certainly. That's a core belief, is it not?
It is.
If you're not worth it, then what in the world can come to you?
Yeah, exactly. So you need to be in that place.
Okay.
Where you are worth it.
And a corollary to that would be the being sure that you're in the belief that I am enough, meaning everybody, that you are enough and not lacking. right?
Yes. Because that is the truth. You all are enough.
Yes, and there are, could you say there are stages of enough where someone begins with that to try to correct a belief that they're not enough, that may have come to them through their childhood or whatever, that can be a growing thing where they become more and more genuinely convinced that they are enough, but that's something that they can build in their consciousness?
It is something that they can build in their being.
In their being.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Because it's my view that if someone is really brought up to believe they're not enough, making the switch to I am enough is a big deal, and it's a bit of a process for the human mind to deal with.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to make it easy on your mind, you can start out by allowing yourself to be enough for small things and then increase as you go along.
Oh, for small things.
Yes.
Like a little job they need to do.
Yeah.
Even like fixing a plumbing issue.
Exactly.
Or changing a tire.
Yes. Or getting that particular neighbor to smile at you.
Yes, okay. And having neighborhood cat fights stop.
Yes. I mean, there are many ways to start out small.
Okay. So then people can build on the success.
Yes.
With each little issue. Okay, very good. Bill has sent one more question in text, which I know the answer to, and I think some of our listeners do too. Will the world be at peace in our lifetime? Well, of course, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Bill. No question.
In fact, it's going to be within the next, at least a major amount, within the next year or two, right?
Yes.
And is the plan that many of us have heard of to have those who want to stay in the military to be able to stay and have the military be doing positive infrastructure building and that kind of thing, construction, fixing things, helping third world countries with water and all of that. Is that a plan that's afoot, number one, and number two, that a number of our military will want to stay and do that?
Yes, that is a plan that's afoot, and yes, many will choose that. Not all, but many.
No, some will want to withdraw and go into civilian life of some kind.
Yes.
Sure. Yes. Okay. Okay. Well, we are so very grateful, Lady Portia, for you being here today. Thank you. Thank you. And blessings and love to you and to Saint Germain.
Thank you, dear one. It has been my pleasure. And be good to yourselves.
And that's for everybody, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Namaste.
Namaste.